SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. And now there are two presidential debates on the calendar.
After trading challenges and barbs on social media, President Biden and former President Trump agreed to hold a pair of general election debates. The first one will be on June 27th, hosted by CNN. It'll be at the network's Atlanta studios with no audience. On September 10th, ABC will host the other debate. The Trump campaign also proposed additional debates in July and August. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump asking New York's highest court, the State Court of Appeals, to overturn a gag order imposed on him by the judge presiding over his Manhattan criminal trial. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen back on the witness stand today at that trial. Police have retaken a building occupied by anti-Israel demonstrators at UC Irvine in California. A tent encampment on campus has also been cleared away. Also at SRNNews.com, Russian President Putin is on a two-day state visit to China, meeting with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing. That's where we find the BBC's Laura Bicker.
An honor guard from the People's Liberation Army met Mr. Putin as he descended from his plane at dawn. This is his first foreign trip since being sworn in for the fifth presidential term last week, and he chose Beijing because the relationship has reached its highest level ever, he told Chinese state media. Mr. Putin will want to know he can rely on trade with China, as it's become Russia's lifeline since Western sanctions were imposed for its invasion of Ukraine.
A statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham being unveiled today at the U.S. Capitol. The 7-foot-tall bronze statue will stand in the Capitol's National Statuary Hall. It's one of two statues representing the state of North Carolina. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 7 points, NASDAQ ahead 21 points. This is SRN News. Are you satisfied with your life?
According to a wide-ranging Gallup poll, only 47% of Americans are, quote, very satisfied with their personal life, the lowest percentage in nearly 15 years. However, the survey also reveals that people of faith and those who are married are more satisfied than the general population. 56% of regular churchgoers say they are very satisfied with their personal life, as do 57% of people who are married. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism in Paris, a city memorial honoring people who helped to rescue Jews in France during the country's Nazi occupation, has been vandalized with paint. The attack on the Wall of the Righteous comes in the context of tensions and anger in France over the Israel-Hamas war. Anti-Semitic acts have surged in France, a country with the largest Jewish and Muslim populations in Western Europe. The wall bears the names of more than 3,900 people. This is SRN News. Well, things looking up a bit for some of America's Midwest and Northeast cities, even more so for cities in the South.
Detroit finally gained more population last year, while cities in the South continue to grow. Those are some of the highlights from the latest U.S. Census Bureau report released today. Detroit, Michigan's largest city, had dwindled down to a third of its former population of 1.8 million. But last year, Motor City added close to 2,000 new residents, Mayor Mike Dugan tells the AP. It's a date we've been waiting for 10 years. The big growth has been mostly in the South, which had 13 of the 15 fastest-growing cities, 8 of them in Texas. San Antonio added 22,000 residents. Fort Worth, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Jacksonville, Florida also saw gains. Jennifer King, Washington.
114,000 people banned from owning guns in Illinois because of legal trouble or mental health issues, but the Cook County Sheriff says nearly three-quarters of them have not surrendered their firearms. More details, SRNNews.com.